Welcome back to another Reason to Drink. I'm your host, Bobby, with my two co-hosts.
Princess.
DR.
DR's in the house.
Princess.
He's always in the house. We say that every week.
I live here. What else you want me to say?
I think we used to say that back in the day when you didn't even live in the house. DR's in the house.
Yeah. Probably. Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. Actually, we're trying three beers from one company brewing. And they're going to be out of Bridge Brew Works, and this is out of Fayetteville, West Virginia. Rick was on a trip down there, so he brought back us three sample beers. We got Three Rivers Triple, which we're going to try first. It's a Belgian style triple, and now this bad boy is 9.5. So
we're going straight with that one.
Yeah, you said it was your favorite.
All the rest don't taste good. All the other ones, I don't know.
Yeah. They'll go downhill from there.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. They were all pretty good beers.
No, I mean, the alcohol goes downhill. Yeah. But they'll probably be better because we won't realize.
Yeah, maybe.
We got a Dunglen. Again, this one is going to be 7%. And this one is at ale, it says. So that should be good. That'll be drink. Good. And then last one is Pergen Porter. Now, this is a lager. It's 7.2. And again, these are out of Fayetteville, West Virginia. Rick went down there. He brought us back three special beers, so we're going to try one. But we're going to split them so we don't get really tore up or anything.
That,
as much.
Like you guys, you guys know where this is at. You guys have been through this place.
Yeah.
Like,
we drove by it. It's right off 19. Yeah.
But it's right on 19, actually.
Highway 19 down through there?
Down through there. You go over that big bridge. That's why it's Bridge. Brewery. It's that bridge that has the white walk. You can do the walk underneath the bridge and stuff like that.
Really? I never done that.
Yeah.
I always just drive past. Remember one time we were waiting for someone? We pulled off on the side of the bridge waiting.
Yeah.
For someone to catch up to us, Billy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a cool place. Fayetteville is a absolutely beautiful little mountain town, dude. And it's all whitewater rafting, kayaking.
Small
type.
Little place.
Yeah, it's small, little, but it's really cute.
Yeah, they should be good.
That's where we got the last week's two was Free Folk.
Yeah.
It was just right outside of that.
Outside of Fayetteville?
Fayetteville, yeah.
Every time I think of Fayetteville, I always think of North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Vietnam, down there. Ooh, that's a light beer, it looks like. Now, they call this the Three Rivers Triple because they say that they got the New River, Gallery River, and the Bluestone River going in together. So that's where they get it. The Belgian-style triple, so. Triple ale. 12.7 ounces, 9.5.
Yeah, it looks good. I thought it was a good beer. I was like, yeah, that's fucking really good.
Oh, that's fucking good. That's good.
It's good beer.
It's got a sweetness on it.
A little bit, yeah.
Let me see the bottle, the other one, empty one, by Rick. I'm just curious because it is pretty good.
It's got a sweet flavor to it.
Yeah. Belgium style. See, this would be up my alley because of the Belgium stuff. I like that. That's pretty good.
It's ice cold.
The smell itself is like not
as pleasant.
Yeah. But
the taste,
yeah, that's pretty good. Like I said, I didn't try their other two because that's what they had bottled, and I didn't want to try to bring a growler back and wait two weeks, whatever, to do it. But
now, normally, if I'm not mistaken, isn't like a Belgium style normally a wheat? It's on the wheat side.
Yeah, that's an ale.
Yeah, because that's what. Isn't that what Blue Moon is?
It's a Belgian style wheat. Yeah.
Wheats always tear up my little belly.
Yep.
Yeah. eating that pizza tonight and drinking a wheat beer. I'm in trouble tomorrow. Yep. I hate to be in my office tomorrow. I hate going by your room in the morning.
I hate somebody else being in your office tomorrow.
What's that smell?
No, just stay at that right there. I'll come to you.
Can you shut the door when you come in? What's that?
Holy, I'm going to die in here. Help me.
Yeah. Concentration camp.
I'm already sweating deadly bullets as it is.
And you got a lot of meetings tomorrow? You always have a lot of meetings after we have the worst stuff you could drink.
Well, he always has to go in early, too.
I had to go in early. Yeah. So I don't even get to digest it off or wait for it to brew down.
And just sweat it out and fucking sweat and shit it out. Oh, here you go.
That's my asshole sweating. It's just perking. I'm like, please, no one come in now. And all of a sudden they come in. I'm like, whoa, what's that?
I was
in my trash.
His ass stinks so bad in the morning when I go in that room. I can smell outside the door.
I save it for Tracy. Yeah.
She opens the door.
Oh, that's right, because she has to go in there and get dressed. Ready. Yeah.
She's like, what the hell?
I hear her yell sometimes. Yeah. Damn it. She never asked me to stay the night anymore after that.
No, you're okay to go home.
Yeah. Share that with your wife.
It was really nice to see you.
She likes this. That's why she don't want me to come home, because she likes it when I'm here, and then she can sleep.
She gets to sleep
instead of the couch or something.
Ooh, man.
Because the guy we were golfing, he was disc golfing yesterday, and he had got a wheat beer, right? And he says, oh, why don't you get it? I said, yeah, that's good. I said, but me and wheat don't agree. And he's like, what do you mean? I said, tomorrow, I'll be later. Right? Tonight, I'll be walking. I'll be like, oh, I think I just shit myself.
Right.
And then that's when I was like, yeah. But I do like them. But.
So I forgot that we had these.
Oh, I do like them.
I forgot we had these. And so I stopped by and.
What's next week's beers?
A blackberry wheat from Moeller Brewery,
uh-huh.
Which is out of Ohio somewhere.
Okay.
And a raspberry burnt sour, bourbon aged.
Really? Bourbon?
Yeah. It says barrel aged.
Barrel aged? That's why they get the raspberry burnt.
Yeah. And from Ellicottville.
Oh, Ellicottville.
But I got them from Heinen's, and the kid from work went up with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's off for the next 4 days.
Did he get some?
Yeah, he was like, I was like, well, dude, there was a blueberry Kolsch up there that we've done from Devonay Winery.
Oh yeah,
double wing. Brewery,
oh yeah, yeah, that's brewery. Good with the blueberries.
I was like, dude, that's really good. He was like, really? I was like, yeah, that's really good. And he got that, and I think he ended up getting that blackberry wheat.
What about that one you? Pineapple upside down from Ellicott.
You said we already did it.
Oh, we did, but I didn't know if he got it.
No,
he didn't. We actually liked that one.
So no, I was like, I'm pretty sure we did that, but I want to make sure.
You called me, I was like, yeah, we did.
Yeah,
that.
I thought we did. Not too long ago.
Yeah, I love anything like pineapple upside down, anything sweet and stuff like that.
We're gonna then we can do a Charleston, South Carolina, because I have two beers from there.
Oh, okay. All right,
hell week after.
Okay.
So we got beers for next two shows.
Next two shows.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, this week's another reason to drink. Likes, dislikes, and learns.
I learned I'm not going on the PGA Tour this week.
But we didn't do as bad as we thought.
No, we didn't. But, I mean, it was a fun time golfing on Tuesday night. Yeah. You guys didn't do as good.
Huh?
It's just amazing on how one week can be great and the next week is just shit.
But like, it wasn't terrible.
It wasn't shit, but even
number
still.
Number eight, number eight, which is a par five, we struggled.
I was just hoping that we would never see an 8 for 8 again.
He was two hits in. We're getting 8 for 8.
Here we go. We're fucking 8 for 8.
But I talked to people that were out golfing, and when they were coming in, everybody did shitty.
It was, well, the greens were hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, the greens were really
you could get
hard
on it too, but you were still 2-3
putting. Yeah, it was still the greens were weird.
Yeah, they were.
They were fucked.
Real bumpy.
Yeah. They were just bumpy. It was they're fast as shit and you just didn't know what to do. Really.
And you couldn't set a ball on it. No. But they said that a few more weeks, it'll be perfect.
Yeah.
But it's that time of year.
I guess that would be my
best game ever.
Learn.
Damn it.
No, not hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
In a couple weeks.
Yeah, we'll find out. So my like, dislike, Lauren, is it's kind of like a dislike of mine. So today when we were traveling, we were coming back and I wanted to try this Japanese food. And it was like an express place, right?
For Japanese food?
Yeah. So okay. You just get it and go, right? So right. I went in there and it was in a mall, right? So we go in the mall. It was in the food court. So we go up there. And I order, and they had a thing. I should have got the warning when I said this. It's a daily special, right? It was chicken and shrimp, right? I said, I'll take your daily special. He goes, you want what? Your daily special. And he's like, what? And
then he didn't know about it.
Yeah, the guy turned around. Oh, it's chicken and shrimp. And then, so I'm like, oh, shit. That's the daily special for the last six years.
His eyes turned into white eyes. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I didn't even know that was there. Yeah. He's like, oh, you're going to have the runs tonight.
Yeah, that's why my stomach's upset since then. That's why I learned. But then I said, he goes, you want vegetables? I'm like, no. I don't like broccoli. I don't want vegetables, you know? So I got vegetables, you know? I'm like, what the fuck? So anyways, I'm eating it. And I'm like, oh, first of all, the vegetables were cabbage and broccoli. Like two worst kind of like weird.
Yeah, that's a weird
mix. He said carrots and stuff. I didn't get no carrots or anything. It was just broccoli and cabbage.
Now, don't forget you were in a mall.
I know. And so I ate it and everything. But here's another dislike I like. The mall literally had one store in it. It was a self-fix store.
Cell phone repair. Yeah,
but the mall was beautiful. And here's the thing. I looked it up online. Someone did a video in September of 2016. Every store was packed. I mean, not packed, but the whole mall.
Look at Asheville Mall.
Yeah.
It ain't shit.
Yeah, it was packed. It had jewelry stores. It had all them stores.
Right.
Now, all this mall, all these stores, all these, nothing.
Nothing.
That's because empty. The internet, man.
Yeah, empty. And it's kind of sad because I grew up to malls. Malls were where I would go to pick up chicks, you know, hang out.
They're dying,
out.
Dude. It's a dying. They are a dying breed.
Because the internet. Why go to the mall when you can order everything online?
There's internet.
You order your groceries online. You order everything.
COVID killed a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it was your experience to go out and walk around. Right. And
Kids don't know that.
I don't like to buy clothes online.
I hate to buy clothes. I won't. I have a hard time
because you can't tell the size. Large on one site is not a large on the other.
Right.
All of a sudden, I'm wearing a baby shirt.
Right. But you can't feel the fabric. And
I like the
moist wickening ones.
If we ever go down to just online. Dude, I'll never probably buy another pair of clothing again.
You'll be naked.
I'll just be fucking Leafs. At least I can feel what
the tiniest leaf you can find.
The smallest leaf I can find, just the tip hanging out at the end of it. And be like, here we go.
You'll look like Adam.
Yeah, exactly.
The only new clothes he'll have is if someone buys it and they went through the experience, the process of saying, oh, this is nice. I don't have to return it.
This is too big for me.
That would fit Rick.
Yeah, this is too big for me.
You got someone's leftovers.
Yeah.
The thing is, I bought stuff off of internet, and it's like too tight, too small. You know, it's like, holy crap, this is all extra large.
And then you got to fucking
struggle
getting it back. And,
And then you got to drive somewhere to go to do that, right?
It's bullshit.
Just go to the mall. Anyways, it was just sad to see that mall. Plus, that food was good. The reason I was surprised how many people were coming in. The food was really good. It was tasty. But
were they just coming in for that one fast food
place? One place. And walkers. They had a bunch of
mall walkers.
Mall walkers. Yeah. But the food place, it was sad because it had, like, you could tell there was the pretzel place. You sold the pretzels on the corner.
Annie Ann's or whatever. Yep.
And then you had the cinnamon buns, the pizza place, all of them closed.
Where were you at? Asheville?
No, I was at.
It sounds just like Asheville.
Midland over in Cleveland.
Oh.
Yeah.
It sounds just like Asheville. Like Asheville's is like their pizza place died.
You go in there, there's not. You got a phone fix place. The pretzel place. Some buy here, trade here stuff. Yeah. Like a little comic place where you could buy like football cards and shit like that. Yeah,
and like a Dunham's. I think Dunham's is the only thing keeping them alive.
Yeah, really. I think there's a sports store in there. Yeah. Dunham's. Yeah. So this did have a. Remember they had JCPenney's and
Nordstrom's. JCPenney's is now a hospital.
Yeah.
They turned it into an emergency
room. Yeah, there's no even more than that.
So this did have a big sports store on the end, but you couldn't get it through the mall. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you had to go around outside.
Yeah, you had to go on that end. It's like they had that closed there. So
malls worked. I thought they were the most wonderful thing because you could shop at all these places inside and not have to go out in
that's
the rain.
That's why they came. That's why the snow up north, they're popular. Yeah. You can shop indoors.
Yep. Right.
But you could shop indoors on your phone at home in your PJs or naked.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you're Rick,
I don't like doing it for clothes though. I will not do it for clothes.
Household items I can see.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Yeah. Like I can see like a Home and Gardens show or, you know, I mean, a store, whatever.
Yeah.
Which is amazing on how many you have down by you.
The
home place things like you can just get that shit online for a lot cheaper.
Yeah, but they're everywhere.
But clothes, like you said, when it comes down to clothes, like I'm
You know what I do? If I see a shirt I like that I bought, like I went to the store and I bought it, what I do is I go online and go to that store and punch in exactly the name and
for that brand.
For that brand. And I know what's going to fit me and what's going to be perfect. So I go in there, and if it's like some dress shirt I like,
so I'm
I'm still going online.
One of the guys that are killing fucking the malls.
Yeah, but no, I went there and got the shirt.
You know what I mean?
I'm a mall killer.
Mall killer.
Oh, you made me forget what my like this way was.
Bob the mall killer.
Anyways, the whole point of my story was be careful when you eat the
Chinese. Oh,
what do you call broccoli?
Broccoli
with. Cabbage.
I know.
That's a weird combo.
And I ain't gonna lie, I was coming home, I was like kinda like, ooh, my stomach. I said, there's three of us in this car. I'm like,
you're holding
it. Were you driving?
No.
Okay.
No, I kinda try to take a little nap to kinda take my mind off of it. But every once in a while I'd wake up with the urge to fart and I'm like,
if I was driver.
Yeah,
I'd be like, yeah, fuck off. I don't give a fuck. You know, you guys are like, yeah, roll down windows, bitches. I don't care how cold it is. I'm driving. If I'm not driving, if I'm not that, I'm like, yeah.
If it would have just been the one guy, there's a lady in there. If it was the one guy, out of the
lady in there?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
I'd have blamed it all on her.
What'd you do back there?
Oh, my God.
What'd you do?
You couldn't hold that?
What hole is that coming out of?
Your mouth, your ass, or your
smell a little fishy.
I didn't see fish. That is shrimp. Is that shrimp?
I smell shrimp.
I smell shrimp and beef together, kinda. It smells like rubbed on shrimp. Like it's on fire.
All right. My like just like I can't get over.
Come after that one.
I know. I went and got my teeth cleaned. The worst part about teeth cleaning I dislike is they put that stupid ass
shit on your teeth. Yeah.
Yeah. And then as soon as you get like
waxy,
as soon as you get something cold or hot, it just like you got chunks of wax in your mouth.
Right.
Yeah. So I went over Billy as I was trying to drink hot water to melt it off and get it off. But then he goes, here's a Mexican beer I want you to try. I was like, ooh, it's from Shiner's. We got to try it.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking delicious.
From Shriners?
Shiners?
Shiners.
Shinerbach.
Shinerbach, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's so fucking good. So he's going to get some.
It was good.
And I drank it. And I thought I had all that stuff off my teeth. Boom. Wax everywhere in my mouth. That stuff is just so wicked.
Right.
And the dentist is putting it on. You don't think he's putting that much on. He goes, what flavor you want? I say, I'll try berry this time. Fuck that shit. That shit fucks you up. Just get mint or something. But yeah, my like, dislike, learn is going to the dentist with all that wax.
Bob was like, semen. Yeah. Can you put semen? More semen flavored?
Peanut butter.
I have a semen flavored. Dennis was like, okay, let me put you back out.
If you throw hurts in the morning when you wake up.
I got to tell you a story real quick. So one of the girls at work said, I didn't know you had your daughter got a new puppy. And his name's not Peanut Butter. I just fucking lost it. She told me his name's Tito, not Peanut Butter. I call him Peanut Butter.
It should be Peanut Butter.
He looks at me he when I like yell at him. Yeah. I yell at him, and he looks like Peanut Butter. I'm like, hey, Peanut Butter. And he turns around, what? Yeah.
You know, that's because Chad's always holding Peanut Butter.
He walks around with it.
Like, he has a whole jar of peanut butter. Yeah. He's trying to train him right.
We're trying to call him Jeff. Gonna call Chad Jiff from now on. Cause he's just walking around with it.
Like, model Jiff. We'll call him Peter Pan.
We're like, where are you putting that Peter Pan?
I mean, hey,
like,
Peter Pan, where's your peanut butter?
Where's your peanut butter?
We see Rick, we see Chad, we gotta call him Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
Peter Pan, Peter Potter.
And not tell him. Like, let's just see if he figures it out.
Yeah,
and
say,
let's just see if he figures it out.
It'll take a minute. Yeah, he'll be like, well, you guys call me Peter Pan. Well,
honestly, is there Peter Pan out there anymore?
Yeah, but there's Peter Pan butter. Peanut butter.
Is there?
Yeah.
Peter Pan butter.
Is it still out there? I don't know if they call it Peter Pan. I don't know. It's been years since I've seen it.
Didn't they have Peter Pan peanut butter?
Because, like, they used to be Jiffy.
Oh, now I'm going to Google it.
Now it's Jif.
Yeah.
It's just Jif.
But I swear they had the little Peter Pan on it.
They used to
have
Peter Pan butter, but no.
I don't know if they call it.
I don't know if they still have that. I think Jif took it over.
Is it just Jif out there?
I honestly
think Smucker's makes a peanut butter, but.
Yeah, but it's not going to be called Peter Pan.
No, but.
But we remember back in our day.
Yeah, Billy, they still sell it.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that. Show them the bottle. The Peter Pan.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
they don't have the guy on.
Maybe
it
not so much in our area. Oh, that's probably why you don't see it.
Yeah, I've never looked though. I'm not a big Peter Pan.
You don't want Peter's Pan.
I'm not trying to buy Peter's Pan
butter.
Yeah, like, but
you don't want his butter.
No, I don't want his butter. Captain Hook ruined it for me.
You know, and it makes me wonder because you're going through it and it shows a GIF. So maybe Jif
bought Peter Pan.
I'm wondering, dude. Yeah. Like, I don't know if there's.
I don't know. I might have to look into it.
Dig it a little deeper.
I'll walk down the aisle and see if they actually still have that.
But you remember it, right?
Funny. I do remember
it says, we made a difficult decision to discontinue our Peter Pan. Oh, that was Whip Peanut Butter.
Oh. Yeah.
But I'm curious to see if it's around. It might be Jif now.
I think it's just Jif now.
Yeah, but I don't remember seeing the Peter Pan. But
I mean, of course,
you remember the peanut butter, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they say you can go on Amazon and buy it.
Oh, so it's so
from 1930.
It lasts forever.
Right. Amazon.com, 2.5 ounces.
All right, let's try to rate this here. I'll give you a little sippy if you want to try to rate this.
I know.
All right, so we're going to rip. We're going to rate this Three River Triple. Belgian style triple. What do you think, Rick? 9.5 out of the river, but they talk about the rivers.
Yeah,
but.
I'm gonna just give it a. I actually like this on tap. I really did like this on tap.
On tap, did it taste different? You think on tap
a little bit?
Yeah.
On tap, I would have said 9.5.
Yeah.
Out of the bottle, I'm gonna go to 9.
Oh, you're going 9. Okay.
I am going to go 9. I did now, like this. I thought it's a Belgium
style. So we got to rank it that.
Yeah, which I'm not a huge Belgium fan.
Correct.
And so I thought it was sweet. I thought it was tasty. Like, I really did. Like, I liked how just, I liked it.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
It is strong. Yeah. I'm not going to, and you can almost taste it, but it's not.
What are you gonna rank
overpower?
Yeah, I'm kind of with Rick a little bit, but I'm gonna go 8.
You're gonna drop down to 8.
Yeah, I'm 8, and the reason why is because, it's good. It's refreshing. It dries out the tongue a little bit when you're drinking with it, and as you drink it more, it is. I don't know. I can't put my.
Is it a keeper for you guys?
I don't know if I would keep it. has a little bit of a, to me, a little slight bitter, just very slight.
I would, maybe
if I would go to the brewery, I would drink it.
And drink it off the tap.
Yeah.
Or off the keg. It might end up in the fridge, but I don't know if it would, I don't know if I'd keep it.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't mind a bottle.
I would keep it.
I wouldn't mind a bottle in the bottom of my fridge every once in a while. You know what I mean?
Once in a while. It wouldn't be bad. Yeah, I agree. But I don't know if I would keep it. It is 9.5, so keep that in mind. It is the alcohol is not there.
No, it is. No. It doesn't taste like
I'm going to rank it a 9.5.
You're going that high.
Yeah, I thought it was a wonderful Belgium.
Yep. See, I thought it was good, too. That's why I went 9.
It's weird. We went 8, 9, and 9.5.
Yeah.
I thought it was delicious. I loved every drop of it.
Well, that's good.
Yep. I would keep it. I would keep
it. So you two would probably keep it. I'd probably throw one in there. So
Jason Creeper Keeper.
He's a creeper.
He's a creeper. Don't stare at him too long. But do you want to step into our next beer real fast or do it on the back half?
Let's step into one and then maybe throw one in the fridge.
And throw one back in the fridge. Yeah.
What do you want to do next?
Let's keep the number. We go to 7. What's that one?
7.2 or 7.0?
Let's say 7.2.
All right.
Yeah. Let's go downhill from here.
Downhill. Now we're going to do the.
Just like the show.
Pronounce that word. What's that bird?
The bird. Paragon?
Paragon Porter. And a Paragon Porter.
Just like this show, it goes down. Yeah, I just got
it's
that.
A lager, 7.2. And Rick is opening them bad boys up.
The last one is an ale. So we're going from a little.
No, but it's weird because they call it a porter.
Porter ale.
Is it dark?
Porter ale.
Oh, it's porter a lager.
Porter.
I mean,
it's sorry. A porter lager.
Yeah.
Just fill it because you know what I mean? Just pour it out.
Stretch.
This one's going to smell good, probably.
It's not as bad. 7.2%.
So, no, I didn't do these.
Oh, yeah.
These next two I did not do. I'm doing them first time with you guys.
And then we got the Dunging.
Mm.
Glenn.
This would be a typical porter.
Porter. So, we're going to rank it as a porter. That's good.
It's funny. As soon as you taste it, it takes you right to a porter.
Really? Mm. It's got that little coffee look.
That dark chocolate. Rich.
Now, this is what Catherine likes to drink, so the darker one.
Doesn't have much chocolate to it.
No, because normally
it's a clean porter.
A stout will have more chocolate flavor.
Now I'm blown away because I'm going to give a couple sips, but this porter is pretty damn good.
It's smooth.
It's not thick.
It's not thick. It's not thick at all, but I get the baker's chocolate.
The dryness on the back,
just the taste of it.
Baker's chocolate has a bitterness to it.
It does. It does.
I can feel it.
You know what I mean?
Like way after it's gone. Yeah, like it's gone.
It's like I do taste the chocolate on it a little bit.
If you don't drink it right back to back, you get that on the back.
Dude, that's pretty fucking good.
I like it so far.
I'm
hoping it improves as I drink. Where's there? Let me see that other bottle. There's more in there?
There's more in this one.
I want the one with more.
The foam was good. When I hit the foam.
There you go. Here you guys, split that.
Oh, I got a full glass.
Pour it in there, my friend.
Mm. It's different.
It's like splash, splash.
Splash, splash. Give me some more. Mm. It's different. We'll give that a taste.
Yeah, we'll give it a show. You want to do maybe...
Do things they don't teach you in school.
Yeah.
Why we're getting
a little bit of this. Because it's a three-part show because we have three beers.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we
do. Normally, we don't do three beers, so.
Normally. Lately, we've been. Yeah. Ooh, can a woman compete?
Well, that's different. What?
Can a woman?
No.
Oh. Can a woman compete in a swimming event wearing a bikini? Because it made me think.
No.
That, you know what I mean? Because they normally have the one piece.
Yeah, they're one piece. Yeah.
No.
I'd say no.
No, only fulls.
Yeah, they have full. Yeah,
that's what was throwing me off. I was like, what? What percentage of dust in your home is actually dead skin cells? Oh, I don't want to know this one.
What percentage?
Percentage.
I say 60%. There's a lot of dandruff, but
I would go about 60%. Yeah.
So the funny thing is I always often think about the dust in my house, but we all have dogs.
Right.
Right.
And so I'm thinking dog dandruff.
Yeah, so a typical home like ours is consumed by dog dust and dirt.
Yeah. And
but they said approximately 75% of the dust in your house.
But we were taking in dog and stuff.
Yeah. So that means, like, because I keep trying to figure out where all my dust is coming
from. It's come from your ass.
It just my ass.
Yeah. The brown dust is from your ass. The white dust is from your old dirty balls.
Well, you think about it, 75%. So you wonder what. So it makes you think.
Yeah, it makes you think. Like I mean, I know we shed, but
That much?
That much?
Jesus, that's a lot. And the thing about it is, you have filters on your vents.
Yeah, yeah. Filters, and
that's all your fucking.
So
skin.
We get a lot of. Dog dirt. We're like spring and fall. We deal with a lot of dust and dirt.
Yeah.
And then I have the pellet stoves. They kick a lot of the dust out.
Right.
So Bobby's probably 40%. Anyways, what country performs the most cosmetic surgery?
Mexico.
Per capita.
Yeah. I would go Mexico. No. Taiwan.
Nope. Switzerland.
Insane.
Really?
Well, you think about it. Everything comes out of Switzerland massages, Switzerland creams, and lasers.
Yeah, but I thought it was Mexico. They go down there get
balloons put in their
More than 200 operations per 100,000 inhabitants.
Oh, wow. Everybody's fake in Switzerland.
Yeah, they're fake. Legal ones.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Illegal ones are going out in Mexico.
Why do they almost always store milk at the back of the supermarket?
It's the shortest distance to fill the shelves. Why is milk always stored in the back of the supermarket?
Why do they almost always store milk in the back of
the
supermarket?
That's the shortest distance to the cooler.
Yeah, from their opening, from their delivery.
Oh. No. Yes, you guys are going to be surprised. But, and then it'll make sense why they do it. Because I wonder, normally eggs and milk are in the back. Right.
Because when you're shopping, you don't want to carry a gallon of milk around.
No. Oh, you meant in the whole store where it gets... Okay.
So when you buy it,
it's always at the end because it's the last thing you put in the cart.
Mm-hmm. So milk is a popular product consumed by most people. Placing the milk at the back of the store increases the likelihood that the customer will buy other things
because
you
got to
walk all the way.
I thought
need milk, you come to the front.
Yeah.
Just come in and grab your milk and leave.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Let's do one more.
Okay, one more. What color are the Rubik's cubes?
Red, green, blue, and white.
What?
There's yellow.
Oh, there is yellow.
Red, green, yellow, and blue.
Okay, you ready?
There's white on there.
Is there white?
Yeah.
I don't remember white.
Red, green, yellow, orange. Blue and white.
Oh, we didn't get orange.
Because remember, there's going to be six sides, right?
I said blue.
Yeah, there's six sides. Yeah. I didn't count on my fingers.
You should have counted. That's what I was waiting for you guys.
Remember when that came down? Remember that Lynx game that also came out with the three links?
Yeah. I remember that.
I don't know about this. This one's kind of funny.
What?
But I don't know the one word. Why do men have nipples?
I have no clue. Piercing them?
No. During the first 6 weeks of life, all feces feces develop.
No, fetuses.
Fetuses develop to become a woman.
No, all feces.
No, feces. Yeah, that's shit.
I know.
No, it's fetuses.
So you're calling all guys a piece of shit.
All pieces of shit.
Right here on Another Reason to Drink podcast, Billy just called all men pieces of shit.
I was just representing our women population.
Feces. So, that's interesting. So we're all fetuses. Women.
We're all women at first.
During the first 6 weeks of life, all fetuses develop to become a woman. Then you change, I guess.
Well, some become a woman after they change.
Right.
Well, quit wearing those dresses around.
No, I will quit trying to milk me.
He's trying to get in. He's trying to go.
Quit sucking on my nipples. You are not getting anything out of it.
He's trying to go back to the first 6 weeks of your life.
It doesn't matter how many hairs I have on him. He just keeps on fucking licking and licking.
Hey, I know some women that got hair around it. Anyways, this one is a brew question.
All right. Oh, okay.
Since we're a brewery
podcast,
yep. We should
get we're not getting there.
Employees at the Carlsberg Brewery in Denmark went on strike when a new policy forbidden them from drinking more than one beer during working hours. I'd have to agree with them.
They should be able to test their product, right?
But how many beers have they? How many beers had they been able to drink before the new alcohol policy?
Six.
No.
I think it's shitty. They shouldn't have ever changed this.
Two beers a lunch, or something like that. You know what I mean? Like
three. You're right on it. Yeah,
yeah. They were.
I honestly, you guys can. I could drink three beers and nothing.
Well, no.
It depends what you're doing.
The whole day.
No, that's the thing about Europe. You're allowed to have, you know what I mean? Or Italy.
Couple beers during lunch.
They all have wine and bread for lunch.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they have a glass of wine.
That would help me out. And every lunch, having a beer or something.
It'd make everybody fucking happy.
Hey, here's the thing. The funny thing we're missing here is that at least they're allowed still one beer.
Yeah, yeah, we're allowed one beer.
Yeah,
what would happen if I cracked a beer at my lunch?
Oh, you'd be done.
You'd be fired.
Yeah. Oh, you'd be fired.
First of all, why is it so bad?
First of all, where you work, Bob, you can't have any beer.
I know.
No, because me and Rick would be different.
For one, they don't.
I mean, the military, back on my day, you were allowed to have one beer during lunch.
During lunch, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the military.
I didn't know that.
Way back, when you could smoke in the building.
Right,
yeah.
I mean, you're going to die.
Maybe they don't abuse it as much over there.
Mm. Yeah. You know well, I mean? Well, the thing is it becomes difficult because if you allow one beer, right? How do you know that guy doesn't sneak?
And then you have the alcoholic there. Right. Yeah.
But I mean, I'm all for.
Would you be all fucked up if you had like two beers at lunch?
No.
No.
Would you?
No.
No. No. If I had two beers, I'd actually probably calm down and then go back to work and be like, oh, I feel
I'd
good.
I'd be happy as shit. Yeah. I'd be like, fucking, holy cow.
Can't wait for my next four hours.
I got 4 hours to go.
Rick. This is breakfast. That doesn't include the two beers.
Oh. So we're not allowed to have one at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then
you can't have two beers for breakfast and two beers for lunch.
Just even one beer at lunch, just to take the edge off. I would not want to punch a bitch in the face.
So when I
actually one big tall boy would be perfect.
One of my employers, and I'm gonna go back. They would allow me to have one.
Right.
Okay, because they kind of fell in the European rules.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, so they would allow. They don't have. And then me and my one coworker, we'd take advantage of it sometimes. Like, we would get one in front of our boss. He would just kind of look at us. We're like, it's only one, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Because we were allowed, you know what I mean? But then eventually they shut that down.
Did they?
Yeah, they shut it down on us.
Because it got Americanized.
Yeah.
Well, if you're running a machine or something,
well, that's different.
Like,
or you're driving a forklift.
Yeah, you're not. But if
you're just sitting in an office, what's one fucking beer?
But honestly, even running a machine or anything like one beer does not do that.
It's not, but it's a lawsuit ready.
Yeah, that's
because he was drunk.
That's the thing.
Because they lowered the.
Oh, he had a beer. He blew
the alcohol level of like blah, blah, blah.
They don't want to even take the risk.
They don't want to take that risk. Yeah.
Now the people just go outside and smoke their vapes full of marijuana.
Yeah, they
just
smoke fucking.
Do the exact same shit.
As a matter of fact, I'll be honest. We were drinking a beer and someone reported us to HR. Me and the guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Walked in there and they said, Oh, someone reported they seen you drinking a beer. Yeah. You know, boss came in there. Yeah, no problem. And then we didn't get in trouble for it.
Right.
They didn't say anything. They said, well, because then they said, well, and then my boss pulled out, well, maybe you guys, you have a beer, but you don't let them see you.
Yeah, you don't want to. Yeah, yeah.
And then we're like, okay, you know.
Yeah, you're not going on your MDI walk. Fuck yeah.
Everybody, good morning. Cheers. That's when you need it the most.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Let me deal with this.
Why didn't I have to fucking do that? Your gamble walk but, or whatever fucking it is. Yeah.
Let's ask the question. A percentage. Just if you go in a company, how many of those people have marijuana vape pens?
Oh, dude, you don't know. You don't know. I to me anymore, 100%.
Yes. But,
I mean, Billy, I swear when I
they're no scent to them now, right?
Exactly.
I swear they're like
smells like cherries
or they're blueberry gum or whatever.
Yeah.
They're like 75% of your employees are fucking high all day.
Yeah. But I did. It was fun though. My boss, he was European.
Right,
he seen no issue with it.
He's used to it.
It's American. And the thing is I would go to lunch with him, and he would order one. And when he ordered one, I was like, that was the very first time I did it. Like he ordered one, I was like, I'll have it. Yeah. You
know? So when I'll have the same thing.
When I worked at the winery, the guy that owned it used to tell me, he was like, you know, we would at 8 years old, his lunch was soaking up wine and bread.
And bread, yeah.
Yeah, but that was common then.
Because he was out there working in the winery.
Yeah, but he's from Italy.
His dad would be like, yeah, put some, you know.
But they eat bread and cheese and meat.
And
then they're drinking a glass of wine.
Right. Yeah.
You're not getting drunk off it
because you're out there sweating it all the fuck out.
No, you're just,
it's sugar. It's, it's just nutrients, just basically.
But see, when you go over seas and you're out.
It's all day.
I've been overseas a thousand places.
It's in the vending machine.
Yeah, in Japan, we had beer in the vending machines.
They got dildos in vending machines.
Yes, they had eggs, everything. But the thing is kids.
How many of them did you grab?
One. 16-year-olds were running around and trying to buy beer and you know.
Yeah.
Well, it was funny, and someone brought it up this weekend. They said that beer and cola, you know, and I said, yeah, that's a popular thing. They're like, what? I said, yeah, you go to Germany, it's beer and cola in the machines.
Right.
I said, last time I was there, that's what they had. A lot of the 16, because you can buy it at 16. When I was there, a 16-year-old could buy. But they
I think Japan was the same way.
They only allowed so much, right? Anyways, they would do the beer cola, you know. And the one guy looked it up. He's like, sure, it's a thing. You know, I forgot what the word he used. That
so it's a beer cola? Like it's a
beer cola.
It's cola half beer. And half beer?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
I said, it's a thing. And have you heard of like in the one lady across from her, she heard us talking about it, mm-hmm. right? And it's funny, it was at that brewery that I brought the sticker for. And she said, well, they do like orange juice and beer. I was like, yeah. On our show, we did mimosas.
Right.
Yeah, mimosas. They do the mimosas beers. Yeah. That's what she was trying to say. But it was like mimosas. Yeah. Like, yeah. And I said, yeah, they do that. You can buy it in cans. We've done it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that surprised me going back to this was that people don't realize they did that. It was very popular over there, and it was popular with the teens, the cola and beer.
Mm-hmm.
And they were allowed to.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
Let's break this because we're getting. Oh, okay.
One more. I know we're dragging on. Why are hot dogs called hot dogs? This is a good thing. I mean, these are good questions that
I don't know. Yeah. Like I've never thought. I just thought it was just
hot dog.
I've never put a thought.
I don't know why they came out with that.
How they came up with
that? I thought the dog because it's long like a wiener dog.
No, here
I'm not gonna go. So I'm not gonna touch
the
that
term hot dog.
Yeah, I know. I'm not gonna. Like,
I let you.
No, I know. I could have. I've been like, yeah, I he know you've had open. A bunch of them in your mouth. But
how many can Bobby fit?
No. How many? of little doggies,
weird dogs.
The term hot dog was born at a sports stadium in the United States in 1901. Sports cartoonist Thomas Tad, known as Tad Dahlgren, thought that the sausage looked like a What's that dog?
A wiener.
Wiener.
No, the Hotch. It's a Stachy.
Oh, oh duh.
A Dachshund.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
That, yeah. Yeah, Dachshund. So in this cartoon, he drew a Dachshund barking at a bun and called it a hot dog.
And that got his name.
And it took off.
That's how it took off. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
That is crazy. 1901.
But don't we call those dogs wiener dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, a wiener
dog. Right. Yeah, a Dachshund is a wiener dog. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's rank this, guys, and then we'll get on to our last. And we got story time, and then we'll get out of there.
We're going for a porter.
It's a porter. It is a porter.
Yeah.
Right. I don't have the bottle. Sorry.
I'm nine. I got one. Right. I'm nine all day long.
Nine?
Nine. I don't
would you know. Keep it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd keep it.
Jason Creeper Keeper.
Yes. Yes.
That's smooth. I'm going to match Rick with a nine.
I'm going to match you too. I don't think it's a 10.
It's good.
It's good, but it didn't blow me away, but I would drink it.
If it was colder, I think that it would have been. And like, it's not a hot winter day. Or it's not a hot summer day beer.
Cold winter day?
Cold winter day? Mm-hmm. Sitting out by a ice pond, just sitting in the snow.
Or in your home.
It's a good porter.
Yeah, it's a good
porter. It doesn't have the rich chocolate flavor or the coffee flavor. It's just good.
And it doesn't really dry out. A little bit. But
a little bit.
Not bad.
If you wait a long time. But it's just overall good beer. They did a great job with this one.
Yeah.
And you said that was one of their most popular ones?
No, I didn't get to try these last two.
Well, they must be because they're you know, they're bottled.
They're bottled. Yeah. So, yeah.
It is good.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to try the Bridge Brewing Works Dunglen. Go get yours, and we'll see you right back. Welcome back. I hope you got ice cold beers. We sure do. We're going to Dunglen. We drank too much. It's 7%, and this is by Bridge Brew Works. And
Bridge Brew Works.
Fayetteville.
He's starting to lose it.
I'm sorry. That 10% catch up to you.
It's a Dunglen. Yep.
Yeah. Let's get these bad boys cracked.
We did throw them in the freezer for a minute.
All right.
Anyways, we're going to do them. Why we're doing them. Should we go into story time?
That's fine. Yeah.
You guys like story time?
Story time. What's the stripper's name?
Welcome. Cotton Candy on stage number one. Cotton Candy is sticky, sweet, and hot. She'll melt in your mouth. Cotton Candy, please report to stage number one. And Amanda, if you got time, please report to stage number two. Cotton Candy, she's always there. Whoops, I hit the button twice. Cotton Candy was sweet. You guys didn't think it was sticky and hot. It was
sticky.
We're listening. Melts in your mouth.
We're waiting.
Hey, where's my beer?
He's about to open it.
Oh, I'm trying.
So we got Cotton Candy. Story time. We already discussed this. I'm still using it. What was your favorite thing about going to Blockbuster Video? If you did not go to Blockbuster Video, like Rick, never been to one, it's video store.
Well, it's video. Local video store.
Yes.
Rick. So I think I might have been to, I said earlier, but then I started thinking about it. I think I might have been to one or two, but all right, Blockbuster was expensive.
You thought it was expensive? Yeah. That's the only thing that you remember about it?
Honestly, going there? Yeah, because you can go to Family Video. Yeah. And get the same things for a couple dollars for
But Blockbuster always had the first, like, the movies when they first came out. They like, all Tuesdays, did. Every no, Tuesday,
they
boom.
All did. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was a nice, back in the day, it was a nice family night.
It was because you took your time
driving
up. This is my memory. Driving up there,
Yeah.
Getting out of the car and then going in and looking at different movies and like, hey, hon, check this movie out. No, no, I want more. And then had it categorized by drama and you would skip whatever, you know. I mean, it was just, and then you would spend about an hour in there. Then you got your candy and your popcorn and everything.
All your snacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I didn't do that. I already had all that there from, I don't know, dollar store.
Dollar store.
dollar stores weren't as around. Popular as
back then. No, not back then.
Yeah.
I guess.
But it was just a whole experience. And then when you walked in there, you had that smell. And it was just, and I knew the guy so good. I would walk up and I'd be like, so, but they didn't like movies based on like the movie they started getting into, like the guys I used to talk to is like the companies that made them, like MGM and Paramount and stuff like that. They were like, well, we like Paramount movies better. So, they were intense. So
they were like full on movie.
Any movie, I'd be like, what do you think about this movie? And they were like, well, that's not a Paramount movie. We like Paramount movies, but that movie's not bad. But the thing is I used to love up there. And then it was like a lottery when you got like a new release that someone dropped off that wasn't on the shelf.
Yeah.
You got, and you would go up there and you'd be like, hey, you got that new movie, blah, 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 blah. Right. And they would be like, oh, we just got one in. Here it is. And you were like, fuck, a score.
Right. Yeah. They just got it back for...
Someone just dropped it off.
$40 because they were two days late. Yeah.
But it was a whole family experience. Nowadays, you watch movies, it's just like, oh, this is the newest movie on top 10. Click, boom.
Yeah. Yeah. Watch
it. Yeah, but it's not. Back then, it was like a whole experience, you know?
It was. I do get that. Like, it was a.
Did you ever take Orion to the movies and let him pick out a movie?
Absolutely. Yeah. Or, yeah. I don't know if I let him pick. I mean.
Yeah.
Yes, we went to the.
And he would look at the kids section. The
kids section, like, yeah, we.
Behind the red curtain.
Like, yeah. Am I here? No. Watch. Son, you want this one? what was it? What was it? His favorite movie was Liar, Liar.
Liar, liar.
Liar, liar. He loved, like, I watched
it. It was right as eye height.
Thousand. I watched that 1,000 times. Like, I had it on video and everything.
Let me tell you this story, though.
But then he went there, and it was thire,
thire. Thire,
like,
thire.
Like thire, thire. Like, thire. Fire.
But let me ask you this story. So, the thing about movies is that, and I'm going to put a spin on you. When DVDs and Blockbuster was coming out and then everything started switching to Netflix and stuff, the movies at the video store started getting cheaper with $1.99, 99 cents. Remember that?
Redbox too.
Yeah. And you could rent them for like $2 or whatever. Yeah. But then since they got rid of all that shit, the shit shot up $20.
Now again. Yeah.
Well, now you're there.
Now it's $20. But before, you can get the exact same movie for $1.99 at a Redbox.
The rent-wise.
Yes, rent. And then you could go home and watch it.
Go to a Redbox if there's one around.
But do you have one? I haven't seen one today.
But it wasn't around us. I just seen it.
But the thing is I'm talking about...
Columbus?
Yeah.
I'm talking about...
I can see that.
Like, you could get, like, new releases, and they used to be cheaper. Now you go, a new release comes out on Amazon... $19-$20. You notice how they went down in price when the new movies coming out. They were like $5.99 or like they were $1.99. If you got lucky and got it out of the red box, it was a new release. You got scored.
Yeah.
But now you're $20.
Yeah, but I think there's if it's in theaters, they're $20.
Uh-huh.
But you know, they're 20. If it's not, you can wait 3 weeks.
I'm telling you right now, theaters just got done with Ghostbusters, the new Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just got released Tuesday, and it's $20.
Yeah, because it's still in theaters.
Well, no, it's out of theaters.
No,
I
guarantee you, it's still in theaters.
It might be for
2 more weeks. Like, yeah, they might.
It's already had its first run.
Yeah. Like for 2 more weeks, it's gonna run
because the young. So,
but then now it's gonna drop down to 15 or whatever.
But it takes weeks until they drop it down to $5.99.
I'll wait weeks.
Yeah. And the thing especially on a movie like that. But Ghostbusters, she went and saw it twice in the movie theater. Twice.
Who did?
It's our favorite movie. A young lady I work with.
Okay.
And she went and saw it twice, and then she pre-ordered it as soon as it came out. So she was real happy that she got her movie for $25 pre-ordered, and she got it in the.
So she paid $60 to watch this movie.
She paid three more times. Than that. Yeah,
yeah,
it's three times. Yeah. Yeah, but the thing is that's her favorite thing. So,
but okay,
but the
you could have waited and bought it.
I know
for $24.99.
But she actually bought it
in another week. In another week, you could have bought it.
She bought it in Blu-ray or the disc. She didn't get like
she got
digital. Yeah. But
I get digital. Yeah.
The thing is I was just thinking about the prices because I used to go to Redbox, score on a number one movie for $1.99, and then take it home and watch it.
When was the last time you guys bought a movie? Like, actually bought it.
Oh, well, we buy them all the time.
No, like, you rent them.
No, we buy them.
I typically buy over rent.
Yeah,
because I'll pay the extra.
Really? Yes. Yeah. If I'm going to pay $5 more, I'm going to get it.
I would just buy it. And then I always have it.
Especially, it's like Dune 2. I bought it.
I don't. Yeah. I've never bought. I haven't bought a movie. I couldn't tell you last.
But I buy it digitally off of what is that VUDU or something like
Voodoo? Yeah, VDUI.
Yeah,
yeah. But VU. The thing is we also buy them. We buy them off of Amazon. Mm-hmm. Billy got me hooked on that VDI or whatever.
VUDU.
Yeah, and because we can share movies that he buys and I buy.
Oh.
You can log in.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you buy anything from Walmart, they go through that digitally.
Yeah. That yeah. But I Voodoo, I just rent it the one time and be like, yeah. Because it's going to come out and you're going to get to watch it again then.
It will eventually come out.
You know what I mean?
Like, I know. Like, but it's just weird how movies. But my experience was about the whole stripper club thing. It's just the whole family environment, and me and my wife didn't even have kids, and we would just it was just fun for
her.
She would just
get like, look around.
It was a good date night.
It was good. It was the build up, and then when we got home, we had our food, popcorn, everything.
And now you're already at home,
and you're just like, what do you want to watch? And now doesn't it take like an hour to find something?
It does. You don't even know what's new.
She hates it.
Yeah.
Oh, my wife hates it. Just watch that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When I'm flipping through.
Because you're like trying to ask them, what do you want to watch?
And I watch the trailers.
Yeah.
How many times you watch the trailer? I've seen the whole goddamn movie now. I don't want to watch it. Yeah. Oh, God. You guys know what I'm going through.
Yeah.
I'll go to documentaries.
I do too.
I do. Here we go. You want to watch this? She's like, yeah. Okay.
My Blockbuster experience, you gotta like this. So we came into town one time. We were living away. We came into town, and we wanted to watch a movie. So I called up there, and I said, yeah, you got it. We got it. Oh, can you put it on hold? Remember you used to call up?
Yeah, you could put it on hold.
Yeah.
So I said, I'll be up there, but they wouldn't only hold it so long. So I run up there. I said, okay, I'll be right back. I'm going to run in, get the movie, and be right back. So I run in, get the movie. Ex-girlfriend running it as a manager. She's sitting there talking to me. Da, 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 da. Then all I hear is beep, beep. That's my experience. I gotta go.
I'm never coming back here again.
We never went back.
Fuck Blockbuster.
You still owe $299.
No matter. That lady had all my information because I was like, yeah. Anyways, it was so funny because she seemed to be talking to her.
Billy got a blowjob.
I got several. Because I was like, the lady of Blockbuster offered it up.
Get busy. Yep. They're still looking for my video.
They want me to come there and work.
There is actually one Blockbuster left.
Where?
Yeah, there is. They did a documentary on it.
Where?
In Illinois somewhere.
For nostalgia.
It's the last Blockbuster. And you could go there and they get thousands of tourists just to come and smell it. And experience
yeah.
it.
They're just doing yeah,
they got a lot of late fees.
I get it. Yeah.
I wonder if my ex went there.
And it's funny because they
Billy's
show
like we're going on a road
they show
trip.
People trying to use their old accounts, their old Blockbuster cards. Right. It's actually a documentary. It's called The Last Blockbuster. It's a documentary on Netflix. And if you go in there and watch it, you can see it.
It's funny.
Yeah, and it's somewhere in Illinois, and it looks the same. It hasn't changed.
Yeah, that's,
I could see it. If you didn't put one around here, I think people would do it.
Actually, I think if
just
they
for
did
the
it,
tourist thing,
it, Family Dollar or Family Video would be bigger.
I don't know because they have one in Ash Village just closed.
It didn't just close.
No, it just did.
No, it did not just close.
Like last year?
No. It's been
that
closed.
Video
it's been
family.
It's been closed for fucking.
Oh,
I've
seen their lights on and everything.
No, the lights might be,
off of 20.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Mm. But no, that it's been closed for years. But I know it's not as big, but it was so much cheaper. Yeah, like if you would open one back up, like.
I don't think it would be the cost. I think people just come because of the...
Do you think that's something that could rebound?
Well, remember it. Our kids, I don't know, like my boy, if he remembers.
Would it rebound enough to cover the cost?
No, because most people, they like the instant shit. Click, click.
They don't want to run up and drop it off and all that bullshit.
Like, I hate to say this, but do you know what it'd be? It's low income would... Just if you owned it, you would almost have to be like copies of just stuff that you're
never gonna see again.
Yeah. And you're getting
because they're not gonna return.
You're getting a dollar a CD, basically. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to be a dick, but that's literally what it would be. Like, that's what I would open it. Like, if that was still open, that's what it is. Dude, it's just something.
But how did they overcome those issues?
They're not open no more.
No.
The lights are just on. I guarantee you.
No one's home, Bob.
They haven't been open.
But I really truly think that's a industry that died that could come back.
I don't
just
see it.
Because
I don't see it. No, not with.
I know what you mean because people experience, but people are lazy. Yeah, they just
it's not that big of an experience.
It's just like old parlors that come back and old school
what
stuff.
What Rick was trying to point out is the risk. There's no risk with the digital at home.
Right.
You pay
but
for
there
it.
There is
you don't.
Risk now.
But there's the risk of people not. Returning the video.
Yeah.
The cost.
They'd be you're just giving them the movie. Yeah.
I paid $24 and rented this for $2.
No, exactly. No.
Yeah.
You'd be better off just printing them out. Like, that would be a huge fucking thing. Just printing them out and be like,
$1.99.
$1.99 for a night. Okay, see ya.
Copyright laws.
Whatever, but be like, here you go. Yeah, like, but they can watch it the rest of their lives. Whatever.
Oh, shit.
Seriously, I mean.
But you never were late on your video thing because you...
No, I was. No, I was.
No, you were late, but you caught up.
You paid the difference.
Yeah, I paid the money.
Because you knew you couldn't rent another movie without it.
Right.
But nowadays, you can rent another movie without it.
Possibly. You could rent another movie, fucking, it don't matter.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? Like, there is no more. I don't ever see.
Yeah.
I don't ever see a video store popping up. I don't see... Billy Bob's Video Store right here. Ever again.
But we say that, but then
you never know. But the thing about it is I can rent it digitally. You just set it, then someone else can log in and watch it.
And, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So why shared. Went there? Why, like...
No, I'm just talking in general, you know what I mean?
I'm surprised.
They got rid of a lot of stuff that was so pleasant to do.
Well, it was the experience, like you were trying to get. Yeah.
And the thing is experience...
Dude... Come on.
It sucks dropping them off, but it was good doing it.
Yeah, but You're telling me you would rather do that than
digitally
sitting there and smelling the popcorn in your own microwave?
No, I hate it at home. Go, I'd rather my wife go off to another section.
That's because you don't like your wife. Whatever.
And go visit another section.
That's Bobby's personal.
Just go sit over there. But that's where Netflix and chill
came from. Is that they started enjoying that. Like, oh, look, I can just go here. we don't have to go nowhere. And luckily for the farmer boy, he doesn't have to pay no money because he don't have no money.
Right.
And you're like, we'll just chill out here. Look, I got
Netflix.
I got popcorn. I bought you a Hershey bar.
It's a peanut butter. Peter Pan peanut butter.
Drop it in that popcorn.
Yeah.
Peter Pan peanut butter.
Cut a hole in the bottom of the popcorn.
Oh, that's great story time. I'm glad you guys got to reminisce on your childhood.
Rick's childhood peanut butter.
Actually, Rick was like a younger. So to us, it was a little different experience.
Yeah.
And plus, we moved around in big cities where they had like Blockbusters and stuff like that. So I actually lived in many big cities that had that. Anyways,
all right,
let's rank this beer.
I'm going to say...
Rick's like, I'm done already.
No, I know exactly what it is. But I'm going to say an 8.
An 8?
I did go an 8.
An 8. Which I need the bottle. Thank you. The Dunglen, Billy.
The Dunglen. Is that a full hand? I'm going to say that you give it 8. I actually enjoy it. I'm going to go 8.5.
I thought it was a little bitter.
A little bit. It's got a little bite to it.
It's got a bite.
On the backside. No, through the whole thing.
Yeah. I think
when you sip it, it's like through the whole thing. But I give it 8.5. I like it.
I'm trying.
Like as you're tasting it, you get that whole thing. But, you know, maybe you get it more on the back end because it.
No, it's just way. It's all through it.
It's kind of dark. Yeah. It's a darker beer and it's kind of a.
It's kind of almost a red, eh?
Yes.
But it's
so bitter.
It is a red.
I'm going to give it an 8, Billy.
But I don't know. Like, I'm giving it an 8.
I'm giving it an 8.
Eight. What did I say? 8.5?
Yeah.
8.5.
I'm just saying that because I can drink it.
That's good.
Because I said it.
No, I can drink it. Whatever, bitch. I can drink it, but I really do think it's a good beer, but I just can drink it. Now, out of the 3... What is a trust me beer? Or none is a trust me.
I don't know. I mean, I kind of like the...
3 River?
Nah, the stout.
The porter?
The porter. Kind of like the porter. If out of the 3, I enjoyed that one. I enjoyed this one, even though I might
have
ranked it.
But you don't have to trust them at all.
No, I know, but...
Would you say, trust me, try this?
I didn't know if I got a trust me out of all of them.
I don't either.
I would say they're
good beers, but they're not like trust me, try this.
Well, they're 3 different kinds of beers.
Yeah. Right.
But would you say, I mean, if you were at the brewery, you probably would say 3 River, trust me, it's good, right?
Actually, that was the one I would pick. If I was at the brewery, it would be the 3 River.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I was getting that out of the tap. That's where I got.
You'd probably say, trust me, 3 Rivers, yeah.
But it's a 9%er, so.
9.5.
Trust me, you'll get drunk.
Trust me, you'll look good.
But out of all the 3, I do agree. I don't think they're all strong trust me's, but the trust me the most that would do it was 3 River. If I was at the brewery. Yeah. But just to buy them off the shelf, I wouldn't have anybody run out.
I kind of like the porter. I think if
I would say the porter.
If the shelf, right?
Even at the shelf, or even if you're at the brewery.
Yeah.
Because that might even. You guys say the 3 Rivers improved at the brewery, I bet you the porters was like another half a point higher.
Yeah, and they didn't have that there.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
So it's hard to say.
Yeah.
So you guys don't. Good, you don't got a solid trust me on this.
You know what? Honestly, like, I would say that they were all good.
Yeah,
like that's
what I'm saying. We said they were all delicious.
Average 9%.
So trust me, you'll like the brewery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll love the brewery.
Trust me, you'll like the brewery. It'll be a good time. Is it nice food? Oh, did you have good food there or anything?
No, I don't even think they have food.
Oh, they don't have food?
Nope.
Oh.
It was just there for the beer? Just there for the beer. We stopped in, had one beer, and I picked up these. I had two beers, but I don't even think they have food there.
So it's Trust Me Brewery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a beer. Trust me, the brewery.
The brewery's good.
Enjoyed all three, it's a Trust Me Brewery, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We can't say it's a Trust Me Beer. It's a Trust Me Brewery.
Yes.
So, I mean, if you're ever out there and you go to Bridge Brewing Works out in Fayetteville, West Virginia.
That's what they used to nickname.
Name North Carolina.
Oh,
Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Fayetteville. Okay. Because it was Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Right.
But the Army base took it over, and it was Vietnam.
Oh.
So okay. I get that every time I used to go. Yeah. Billy was there.
Yeah.
Right. And I would go from where I was at, Seymour Johnson, down to him. And it was like, you're going to Fayetteville today this week? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go see my brother. That place is crazy. It's like Vietnam, you know.
But there's a place down there that makes
this is like 30 calzone. Years ago, you know.
Yeah.
They make a best calzone.
Yeah. Down there.
Still, to this day,
you want that calzone.
I crave in Fayetteville?
Fayetteville, North Carolina, yep.
I remember going to lunch there. I drive. It was a distance. Get that calzone. I was like, yes.
Was it heaven?
Oh, it was heaven.
Was that good?
It's freaking good. I mean, today.
Now, there's this place in North Carolina, this pizza I dream about. It was freaking delicious.
Yeah.
But I think it was just a pop-up place, and I can't remember the name of it. Yeah. Me and Tracy used to eat there at Seymour Johnson. We used to eat there all the time.
Yeah, I kind of know where this one was, and it was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking 20, 30 years...
and get a calzone.
I'm thinking...
It's probably not even there anymore.
I've been retired 14 years, so this is like 34 years ago. I'm trying to remember this pizza place. But there's places I get remembered on food when I go to the place, like the city. I'm like, oh, where I've been and lived. And I'm like, we got to go over here. But that's about it. All right. What you guys another reason to drink this week?
Another reason to drink.
Another reason to drink? We did the podcast, I guess.
Yeah.
Podcasts are getting weak nowadays.
Yeah. So mine
used to be our big topic.
So another reason to drink is just the fact of, I've been traveling so much. So it's kind of nice now. I'm coming out of that a little bit. You know, you get overwhelmed with all the stuff at work. So it's like, oh man, I need a drink.
Mine is I'm finally getting that yard managed. I'm mowing it.
Mine is too. Mine's starting to look good.
I wanted to mow today. I wanted to. I was going to tell
you. I mowed yesterday.
I was like, fuck, it's raining.
It's raining. Yeah. Yours drains off good, so.
You're dark.
I should be able to do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because
yours is high on a hill.
I guess I forgot. It's my birthday weekend.
Coming up.
So I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Wait, Billy, we fucked up.
Do we owe him a gift?
No, you guys already got me one.
What we get? Oh, yeah, that bag.
Oh, Billy, where are you supposed to have this? Your birthday's on Sunday.
It's Sunday. Sunday.
We forgot. Yeah, we talked about it.
We screwed up.
Well, a happy coming up birthday.
Happy birthday.
Because we won't see it. It'll be past your birthday.
Yeah. 49, dude.
Holy shit. You're getting old, dude.
Dude, I can't believe it.
You don't even look like you're 29.
How are we 10 years younger than you?
I don't know. Jesus. I don't know.
Bobby, you already told on yourself.
It's probably because of my...
It's been 16 years plus 30 years.
Probably because of my jism on your face.
Makes me look younger. Rick got cum of young guy. He'll make you look younger.
I am the tree of life.
Just let me cum on your face.
Just my tree on your face.
That's gross.
Hey, we could advertise that. Use cream. Make you look younger.
Drink cream.
Start bottling it.
Rick, produce more.
Okay, hold on.
He wouldn't be saying that. His dick would be like the size of a tree trunk. Yeah. He's wagging it up. But anyways.
It's empty, guys.
It's empty. I got no more.
My balls hurt so bad.
Put some ice on him. on them. All right. Anyways, any last thoughts, guys?
God bless you.
Hey, don't drink and drive.
And be safe. See you guys next week. Peace.